Hey, this is gonna be just me really collecting my thoughts. It's another one of those drives. It's not gonna be super long, but a few things to, I don't know if other business owners, it's wild, man. Where in the last episode I just put out was just relating how seasons kind of relate to work and how sometimes things are brutal, like winter, and really easy, like the sun is shining, like in summer. But to extend off of that, what I've really noticed, because recently we've really started to dig in a lot deeper in sports science when it comes to how we're approaching training our athletes. Getting much deeper into the sports science side of things. And along with that, with a lot of other really lab grade tools, like the use of force plates, the use of velocity based training, VO2 max testing with a metabolic cart, which I've been doing for years and years, but so many just really amazing tools that we can get super granular on things. And boy, I don't know if other entrepreneurs, if you guys really feel this way, or other people just trying to do something like, I don't know, like study or whatever. But the deeper that I feel that I'm getting into the sports science side of things, so the more granular I can take a look at things. Like, for example, just testing someone for like a vertical jump, like a counter movement jump. Well, we just see how high they jump, right? And then you just kind of assess if they're jumping higher than others, and that's pretty much it. But now with force plates, well, I can dig right into the core of what's making them tick. I've got 80 different metrics that are getting measured 1,000 times a second. It's wild. And the more I dig in, the more I realize that I don't know shit. That I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and I just keep digging and digging and digging, and that's kind of where we are right now. And it is wild to me that I've been doing it this long, and I just want to continue to learn. And the idea that there's just more and more and more to learn, to be able to feed from. And the idea of just always feeling like you're fucking failing. Like you open up a door, you're like, oh, I can't wait to, be able to help people more or to learn about this one thing. Just to realize, like, man, I have so much more to learn. I don't even think I'm going to get through it in my lifetime. Like, so other entrepreneurs, I don't know if you feel this way, but the whole seasons of work where things seem, like summer where it's easy and winter where it's hard and spring where you feel growth kind of happen. And man, when it comes to how things have gone the last little while, because I'm just digging deeper and deeper, and I'm getting some great help from some awesome colleagues too, which is, always great to be able to rely on those kind of people. But shit, it is wild to really sit back and take stock of just how hard all of this really is of being a business owner where it's just you and you wear every hat. And I said to my wife, I don't know how many times, I really wish that there was more of me. And I'm sure she kind of wishes that there is more of me too, but I really feel that with businesses, how crazy is it that the ones that are kind of successful, and I wouldn't even, I hate using that term because that's just doesn't really mean anything. Everyone can judge their own success by whatever way they want, but by any kind of stretch, when you start doing something and then knowing that there's so much more that you just feel like you're always just not doing enough. And that you that there's just always another step and you're looking at what you're doing. So for me, just being a performance coach and watching someone, whether it's lift or jump or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're like, I know we got to get more out of you. Well, we can keep digging this way. And it's just this constant battle with yourself of knowing that there's more. And one sense, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think we need to, I don't think good enough is good enough. I think that's nonsense. I don't think there's worse words in an organization for someone, especially in leadership, to say, well, that's good enough. I think that's really sad and honestly just an absolute lost case. But the other side of it is seeing that there's just more and more and more, and it doesn't end. That you just can't stop because you just know that there's better ways, other metrics to look at. It's just like the no better version of paralysis by analysis. So kind of came to that conclusion today. Where, as a coach, training times have been mostly just like analyzing, and I can't say I'm over it because I actually like absolutely am in love with that part of the process. But there's got to be a balance, right? There's got to be a balance between getting performance and seeing what that performance is from. I'm one person. I'm already working from 6 in the morning till 9 at night. Like it's Friday and it's almost 8 o'clock. Like, so to find that balance with all you business owners and how you do it, like, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Because I know how I'm going to approach it, and whether I don't even know if anyone even is going to hear this, but if the idea of being able to find one thing, focus on it, and run down that hallway, I really feel that that's just really the easiest way to approach it. And there's just so much, especially as you the more granular you can get. And I think that's part of the danger, right? Where you start opening doors that you had no business, well, not that you had no business doing, but that you didn't really have to. Like in my career, I spent about 25 years of it without access to, no, about 20 years. That's a lie. About 20 years of access with very rudimentary tech, like really the most crazy that we got was honestly using heart rate monitors and the odd time we would do VBT, like velocity-based training, and the odd time we would do some VO2 max and metabolic rate, that kind of stuff. But since I've opened up my own like training and testing facility, well, we are able to get so granular that we can literally see 1,000 times a second. And that's dangerous waters because just to know, like ignorance is bliss, where you just don't know what you don't know. And it's beautiful when you're just kind of doing your thing, and people are lifting heavy and they're jumping and they're training really hard, and you just don't know any better. And then you kind of open up Pandora's box, and that bitch just let everything go. And it is a mess because you just know there's so many different ways to look at things instead of the very short-sighted view that you had. And it's almost like a feeling of just being disgruntled with yourself because there's so many great ways to look at the same problem. And now that well, the beginning of the process is, I guess, what I'm looking at, and I'm pretty excited to be able to do that. So I hope to kind of share some of this, and if any of you have any ideas on how you've approached it, I'd love to hear it. And the idea of truly, when you open up that Pandora's box where you can see things from, whether it's maybe at a more granular level where you can really fine-tune things to an astounding degree, or maybe it's just a way of doing things that is brand new to you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. I know what I'm going through, so any other business owners that are going through it too, love to hear it. Anyways, that is it. The ramblings of a crazed strength coach and performance lab keeper. And it's pretty wild, but pretty exciting times ahead. We just have to learn how to manage. I guess it's just like a tool like any other that you know what it's capable of, but the idea of application is a whole other thing. Anyways, that is it. I'm out.